Tesco has announced record losses of $6.4 billion.
Tesco's greedy, Morrison's greedy. Got kids to feed, a lot of money coming in.
Russell Brand's film The Emperor's New Clothes premiered last night in Leeds.
I thought it was excellent, actually. But it was really refreshing to watch something about austerity on the TV that wasn't the usual sort of Muppets. It was a sort of documentary come factual thing.
Leeds United have been accused by police of having a hooliganism problem.
I don't think it's hooliganism in the kind of the old sense of the word.
This morning it was announced that Tesco had lost £6.8 billion in what has been the worst year in the company's history. After making £2.4 billion last year, CEO Dave Lewis says it has been a very difficult year for Tesco, with other options like Aldi and Lidl gaining more customers. We spoke to some Aldi customers about what it is that attracts them there instead of Tesco.
You can get the same amount for half a crown.
End of the day, it doesn't matter whether they have or aren't. They're greedy, aren't they? Tesco's greedy. Morrison's are greedy.
Got kids to feed. A lot of money coming in. You go where the bargains are.
I don't think I've ever shopped at Tesco. Always done Morrison's.
You don't get a collie when you go in there and get an advert yet.
To be honest, it's closer for us to go sort of anywhere else, really. It's just exactly the same, but it's a lot cheaper. Everything you get tends to be a lot cheaper, and the quality's still as good. So. They're not bothered. As long as there's food up table, they're not bothered.
Like Aldi. Because it's good value, yeah.
I shop at Aldi because I work next door. I don't shop at Tesco because it's too expensive. We do Aldi or Morrison's.
As more people than ever before have registered to vote in the upcoming general election, Kennedy Granger speaks to Declan Mulholland, the chair of student council at Leeds Beckett University, who is part of the Given X campaign that has been aiming to get students in Leeds registered to vote in the election. He tells us why he thinks it's so important for students to vote.
The rising tuition fees and sort of the unbalanced political climate that we have, I think it's really important that students do get out there and vote, because the number of turnout from students compared to other groups in society is pretty low, and I think students are becoming much more engaged in politics now, so I think it's important just for them to exercise a democratic right, really.
How big of an impact do you think your campaign actually had for students registering to vote?
Funnily enough, I think it had quite a big effect. Before we started in January, there was only 250 out of 4,000 students registered in halls, and the website that we've been using for the campaign actually tracks the number of hits that we've had, and there's been around 2,000, last week it was pretty much 2,000 every day, so we've had a pretty significant effect, and I think it's helped students actually having a physical presence on campus as well, and people have talked to them about it, because, you know, we speak to a lot of people who want to vote but don't really know who to vote for, so we pass them on to other websites like vote for policies and like the ballot. So yeah, I think we've had a pretty good effect actually on it. I think it's been pretty successful.
So how do you feel about the news today that there's a record breaking number of people registering to vote?
I think it's a great. I think it's a great thing. I definitely think it's a direct result of what's happened over the last 5 years, and I think the younger generation now are definitely becoming more engaged in it. And I think our campaign in regards to Leeds as a city, I think we've definitely contributed to engaging people. But I think it's definitely a national thing, you know, with the rise of and the debates and everyone talking about it, I think students are realising that it is important as well, nationally. So, yeah, I think it's been really good.
A record number of people have registered to vote in the forthcoming general election. As the deadline closed on April 20th, a huge 469,000 people registered online and a further 16,000 via paper registration. However, it is reported that over 7.5 million eligible voters are not registered for the election set to take place on May 7th.
Comedian-turned-activist Russell Brand premiered his new film, The Emperor's New Clothes, yesterday. The political documentary was shown in 240 cinemas across England and featured a live-streamed Q&A with Brand and co-director Michael Winterbottom. The movie will be officially released in cinemas on Friday, 24th of April.
Inequality is getting greater. The rich are getting richer. Everyone else is struggling. Is that fair? Bankers made hundreds of billions in the run-up to the crash. Then all of us gave them hundreds of billions to pay off their debts. So we were in debt.
Cheers. Because we are all in this together.
There will be cutbacks, closures, jobs will be lost.
Did the bankers pay back their huge bonuses? No. They carried on making more money. This is what we've come to expect as normal. It doesn't have to be like this. Things can change. Things do change.
Steve Johnston, a member of the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition, went along to the premiere in Leeds last night. Our reporter, Holly Beattie, asked him what he made of the new release and the revolutionary ideas presented by Brand.
I thought it was excellent, actually. But it was really refreshing to watch something about austerity on the TV that wasn't the usual sort of Muppets. It was a sort of documentary come factual thing.
And do you agree with his policy of not voting?
I don't know. That's the only bit, one of the only bits I disagree with him over voting, because it does make a difference.
How much do you think his policies will affect young voters, either in a positive or negative way?
Well, I think he'll have a big influence. I think the effects of his Trues News and his books and films is reflected by the audience last night. I mean, I would say it was a very young audience. It will have been a bit of a revelation about the sheer size of the bailout to the banks, but also a revelation to see the effect of austerity on ordinary people and the whole inequality of it all. I think will encourage people to get more engaged in politics.
If you was to meet Russell Brand, would you have any suggestions about his ideas of revolution?
I would say I think it's brilliant what you're doing. I think you're raising people's awareness of what's going on. You're acting, as he says, as a bit of a megaphone for campaigns. But I think there's a limit. If you want to change society, you have to have an organisation. You have to have, you know, ways of linking up with people on a regular basis.
Do you have any final thoughts on the film or Russell Brand's ideas?
The main thing, I would encourage people to go along, because I think it's uplifting. You can get a bit sort of bogged down with, oh, things will never change, everything remains the same, you know, there's nothing, they've got all the power and stuff like that. His main thrust is that we have to do the change ourselves. You know, we have to be part of that process, as opposed to most politicians who just say, vote for me and I'll do it for you. I think that's a breath of fresh air, and I hope lots of people breathe it.
The station of Leeds United Football Club is once again under scrutiny after Mark Milsom, the Assistant Chief Constable of the West Yorkshire Police, stated that the club needed to develop better relationships with supporter groups in a bid to marginalise hooliganism. The club was involved in controversy during an away game in early February after a number of Blackpool and Leeds fans were fighting in the Blackpool stand. I asked Ryan Parrish, a media assistant at Leeds United, if he thought that hooliganism in Leeds was a problem.
You read a lot about disturbances and stuff like that, and I think one of the problems now is that they kind of categorise things like flares and smoke bombs in the stadium as hooliganism, when it's not necessarily the case as what it used to be in, say, the 80s and the 90s when it was pure violence. So I don't think it's a major problem. Obviously it exists there. I think part of it now is it's a bit of an image what a lot of certainly my generation, say early 20s and late teenagers, it's young lads who they kind of dress up for the occasion, but I don't think it's hooliganism in the kind of the old sense of the word.
Because you work for Leeds United, have you witnessed any, should we say, incidents of football hooliganism this season?
I know there were instances where Cardiff came to Elland Road a couple of weeks back where their fans boycotted it because of the ticketing arrangements. I think Leeds was giving them an allocation of 500 tickets, and one of the stipulations was that if Cardiff fans wanted to come, they had to collect tickets from a motorway service station on the way, so that their stance from the fans and the club was to boycott it completely. So it's kind of it's affected us in that way, but no, I wouldn't say I've kind of witnessed any kind of hooligan incidents, no.
But with the club's ongoing problems with the chairman and Steve Thompson, who's been suspended, but there's not a lot of news coming around about why that is. Do you think that these tensions, you know, in the executive level of the club will take a toll on the supporters? Do you think, you know, football hooliganism is something that could increase if the current regime is still in power?
Yeah, I mean, I think maybe not necessarily hooliganism as such, but in terms of like misbehaviour and kind of incidents where it's a case of, say away grounds being damaged and stuff like that. And I think that's definitely part of it, because fans, especially at this club, they've been fed up of kind of what they've been dealt with for so long. And when you're paying that kind of money to go to the games, it's easy to see why they are annoyed. And all it takes is a couple of people who've been out drinking all day or have you. So some of them do stupid things in anger at the way the club is run. So as a supporter myself, it's quite easy to see.
Last year's Grand Départ saw hundreds of officers responsible for keeping order. However, fewer officers will be needed for next month's Tour de Yorkshire, which starts on May the 1st. Next month's events will see the riders racing from Bridlington to Scarborough via Whitby, Robin Hood's Bay, before they make their way from Selby to York the following day. The Lord Mayor of Leeds, Councillor David Congreve, explained how this year's tour will benefit Yorkshire and his memories from last year's tour.
At the great privilege of waving the tour off on the hedgerow in Leeds, and it was the most marvellous day I can ever recall, and it also left a legacy. The Tour de Yorkshire, although much smaller, will again benefit Yorkshire, and the tourism trade shot up last year and it'll be up again this year.
Bayern Munich put their place in the Champions League semi-final with an astounding 6-1 win against Porto. The Bundesliga champions went into the game with a 2-goal deficit, but found themselves cruising 5-0 at half-time. A final score of 7-4 on aggregate put Bayern Munich through. Elsewhere, Neymar was on target for Barcelona against PSG at the Nou Camp, putting the Catalan club through to the semi-final with 2 goals. A slight through ball from Iniesta enabled him to round the keeper before tapping it in, before an unmarked header ensured victory for Luis Enrique's team. And finally, 5-time champion Ronnie O'Sullivan will not be fined for briefly playing in his socks at the World Snooker Championship. O'Sullivan claimed his shoes were hurting his feet, only to play a few shots whilst in his socks before he had to borrow a pair from the tournament director, Michael Ganley.
Recent figures released today have said that West Yorkshire had more people convicted of animal welfare offences in the county than anywhere else in England and Wales last year. The RSPCA report also shows that nationally, the cruelty figures have risen for the second year in a row.
Earth Day is being celebrated for the 45th year running today. Events are being held worldwide to show support for protecting the environment. I spoke to Green Vision Ambassador Martin Brown to find out how important Earth Day is.
Very important. Yeah, most charities, most organisations, most movements have a day when they celebrate their cause. So Earth Day is a day to celebrate the Earth. And I would hope in time it sort of reverses. So we have 364 Earth Days and one non-Earth Day, if that makes sense.
What can the average person do to contribute to the sustainability of our environment?
We can do a lot. I think that probably the best thing is around the way we go about everyday life and just be aware of the impact and the consequences of things, of buying coffee and in disposable cups, buying water and disposable bottles, etc. Yeah, each little act, if done in line with nature, in line with saving resources, can all add up together.
How would you explain the term restorative sustainability?
If you think sustainability at the moment has become to mean, or it's given us a license not to do anything different. We've become very comfortable with the expressions of sustainability, so we've absorbed it into our life and we haven't changed. Restorative sustainability is actually restoring the environment, restoring things back to nature. So it's not about doing less bad each day, it's about trying to do more good each day. And from an industry point of view, most of our processes are around just being incrementally less bad. We need to flip that over, so we're doing more good. So we're restoring, we're giving more back to the environment and to nature than we take.
Do you think anything has changed in the 45-year run of Earth Day?
A lot. If you think Earth Day started in 1917, there was a huge swell of interest, especially on the West Coast in the States, which is where it started, California, etc. Yeah, the music at the time was Joni Mitchell singing about Big Yellow Taxi. Silent Spring had just been published. So there's a huge interest in environmentalism. Fortunately, the 70s, 80s, 90s, even here in the UK, we went through Reagan in the States, we went through Thatcher in the UK. I wouldn't say completely anti-environmentalist, but yeah, undid a lot of the good things the environmentalists were trying to call. It started in 1970, then 1990, it was resurrected. It had been rolling through those decades, but very low-key. But 1990, it was resurrected as an international Earth Day, and then became important.
With the recent surge in temperature in the Leeds area reaching highs of nearly 20 degrees Celsius, it seems revision may have taken a back seat for the time being so that students can take advantage of the warm weather. Reporter Oliver Dixon caught up with those in the sunshine to see how they're finding the heat.
Oh, it's so great. Bath in the sun. Might go out, have a walk around Leeds town.
Well, I don't really like it because I'm ginger and I burn in the sun. My friends want to go to beer gardens. I have to sit in the shade.
How are you enjoying the recent nice weather?
nice, gonna get a tan.
Have you got anything planned for the week if it stays like this?
Going to Hyde Park and sitting in the sun.
It's lovely. I get to play football for the first time in ages and finally get to wear shorts again.
Have you got anything planned for the week if it stays like this?
Well, not really, just sort of plan day to day, sort of finding parks to just go and hang out at. It's just enjoying the sun, really.